Welcome to Property Investment Blueprints. Let's talk about the rule of the game, what we need to adhere to. Basically, have fun, have an open mind, try jacket on for size, join our Facebook group, set up and do the work. I'd like you to have a cup of water, a cup of tea, whatever you drink, have it aside, have a piece of paper and have a pen and ready to take notes. Because obviously, when you take notes, you learn a lot more than if you just listen. So let's start with mindset, the secret to scale your business. Let's talk about how do you create momentum, how you produce that certainty that is going to get you to the next level. I just want to remind you, it is massive action. Massive action is everything. If you immerse yourself, and if you learn how to produce that internal certainty that makes you tap your true potential and you take massive action, get great result, and then reinforce your belief, this is the belief successful people have. That's why they get richer and richer. So we need to nurture and learn how to actually have this sort of belief, have this sort of certainty. You need to believe in yourself. We need to say we believe in ourselves, we can achieve whatever we want to achieve in life. I urge you to have this belief. If you do, you've made it. The poor do the opposite. When they get poor results, they blame others. They blame family members. They blame whoever they could come across just for their failure. But the successful people, when they fail, they dust themselves up from their mistakes and move on. This is why they get richer physically, mentally, morally, and financially. These are the habits we need to adapt. When we made a mistake, we need to take responsibility and ownership of the mistake instead of blaming someone else. So we have to get that mentality. The successful people work harder and smarter behind closed doors and get reward in public. Look, guys, I would like you to keep your dream so clear in your mind that you can see it everywhere around you. I'd like you to have your dream, thinking about it. Whatever you do, think about it. Whether you're eating, you're going out with friends, think about it. And I will teach you the philosophy. This determines the quality of what you do. The skill I will share will help you execute, because that's the whole point of this course. I'll show you all the skills. You've got the mindset to actually execute it, as well as the skills. And this is exactly what this course is about. I am going to share all with you, break it down to action steps so that you can execute. Believe you me, if you execute what I teach you or what I share with you will be at a different level. Absolutely. Well, let's get back to it. If you want to get momentum, let's start with philosophy. What makes you truly successful, wealthy, and what build a great business? Think about it. The only way you get successful, wealthy, and sustain that wealth is if you understand life is not about me. Life is about what I do for you. It's actually putting your client or your customers first. It's not about yourself. It's about what you provide to the people you work with, what you provide to your client. Life is really about adding more value. Resolving problems, resolving issues, your client issues, your customers' issues, and providing service to people that needs it exceptionally. If you can do more for others than anybody else is doing in your marketplace, you will dominate. You will be the brand. You will dominate. Whatever issues comes up, you will be the first person people will contact. So if you consistently do that, you will build a brand, a massive brand, a recognizable brand that people will talk about. For example, people can climb on a supermarket aisle and reach behind other stuff to get a Coke, Coca-Cola, for example. And it is because it's what they know is best. You become the best by being the person that adds the most value. The person that goes all out to satisfy their client. The person that goes all out to ask their client what sort of things that they're looking for, how they can improve and advance their services to help their client. So you need to be one of those people. This is the reason why people get successful because they go all out to provide for someone else and resolve these people's issue. So you have to have that mindset. One of the greatest things I learned was why so many people struggle financially in a society and a world that have unlimited opportunity. Especially right now, to today, with technology, you could be in Africa, send me a WhatsApp message, and I get it right away. Or you could order something online now and almost get it instantly. We've got click and collect. So we have the most unlimited resources right now, guys. So it's your duty and your responsibility to take advantage, to have that momentum, surrounding yourself with positive-minded people. People that can get you to where you want to go. I wonder how is it only a few people get to where they want to be financially, having all these facilities out there. And I realize the reason why is because most people are doing a job, they are not thinking about how they can maximize or add value. So I want you to change that mindset. Put it the other way around. Think about how you could add value in whatever you do in life. If you do, you will be a precious stone. Everybody would want to work with you. Everybody would want to be with you. Everybody would want to be around you. The people that work in a job where they add value move up. They become the leaders of those organizations. And those that are entrepreneurial, who can say, I am going to find a way to do more for others than anybody else in the same market, those are the ones who can do it consistently and not mess about and really, 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 really deliver, right? Those are the people that becomes the brand that you know today, because they provide the services or the product exceptionally to ensure that everybody's happy when they receive it. These are the people that are our brand today. For example, like Sir Richard Branson, because he's sat now, Dyson, and the Oprahs of the world. These are the people that they don't need to market themselves anymore. Everybody knows them. People like Bill Gates, he doesn't need to market himself anymore. He's provided services and product exceptionally. He don't need to market. He becomes a brand. One thing I want you to realize is we are all equal in spirit. We are all equal as human beings with these people. They're not special. We're all exactly the same, but we are not equal in the marketplace. It is your job, my job, to become unequal in the marketplace. Grow, expand. And the only way you grow unequal in the marketplace and sustain that without cheating or lying or doing something illegal, it is adding more value, adding exceptional value to your client, knowing what they want, providing them what they want, and having that after-sale service, being with them rather than just throwing product or services to them and let them deal with it. You could 10x your income in the same amount of time. Yes, of course you can. With the right mindset, belief, and if you become more valuable, nobody can stop you achieving what you want. No disrespect, but why would someone who works in McDonald's as a manager and £23,000 a year, and someone who works as a hedge fund manager like David Tapper earns about $2.2 billion, I think, in 2018? That's really unjust if you think about it on the surface. Wow. But we need to think, what is that person doing to add value? What did David Tapper did to add value to his client? The job in McDonald's, you and I both know that job is pretty easy. You could master that job probably less than a week. So they're not adding significant value. They did it, they're not adding value. They're just a cog in a machine. So instead of complaining about the pay, you got to become more valuable. You have to become more valuable. You have to learn, expand yourself, becomes more valuable. Be there for people, help them, provide that service exceptionally. With that way, you become more valuable in an organization, in your company, or even your own company that you've created. You know, do it wholeheartedly. Commit yourself to it. All I want you to get out of this session is that you can earn as much as you really, really want to earn. And you can do it faster than anybody else. Nobody can stop you. It's all about having the mindset and focusing on what you want to achieve. Whenever I want to learn a new skill, I ask myself in the earliest days, how long do I want it to take to get good at what I'm doing now or what I'm learning now? If I do something once a month, or if you do something once a month, it's going to take a pretty long time to get good at it. If you are going to go through this course and dabble in it and not pay attention, not take note, not actually focusing, be watching TV or being on your phone texting whilst you're doing the course, you will get some value. But man, if I were you, I'd just immerse myself in it. Because what I'm teaching you now is what changed my life. It's what took me from being a poor, broke person in a shared house to living a comfortable life. I wasn't the smartest in school, but what I did was I implemented what I was taught. Right? So I urge you to take note and immerse yourself in this thing. So for me, that's how I really look at things. I literally look at it, set myself a target on how to complete them and get it done. I look at things, I also look at things and say, what can I do to add value today? And then each time, how can I make it better? How can I improve this course, for example? How can I improve the way I reach people? You know, I go all out to learn how to reach people. Even if my course is amazing, if I don't reach out to you, there's no benefit. I have to go in, reach out, sending messages, WhatsApping you, doing lots of marketing campaigns to get you to sit here and watch me talk. You know, and it is for your own good, but I'm providing it exceptionally. Because if you do what I do, or if you do what successful people do, there's no limit to how big your brand can be, how big your company can be. There will be no stopping block. You will be expediting, you'll be moving, you will be doing so many successful things, right? So get that in your mind. Property investors usually fall in love with the deal. They say, oh, I've got an amazing deal, fantastic deal. You know, but what they fail to realize that you want to fall in love with your ideal client, your landlord, agent, and investors. Otherwise, you're going to struggle to get deals. I start and grow my business in two simple steps. Number one, I figure out who is my ideal client, who is my ideal customer, who is the customer that is going to want this service, and tell all their friends and family about it, and refer the most business and become a client, not just a customer. Because a customer can go, man, but a client would always stay. Number two, innovation. I go all out on how to improve and run my business efficiently. I will tell you, there's no limit to grow yourself and business. All you need to do is to work hard and smart to achieve what you want to do, to have the right mindset by hanging around with the right sort of people, by setting yourself targets, by reviewing your goals, by actually putting yourself in a stress that allows you to actually achieve what you want to achieve. Have the belief and faith to execute what you've learned in this course, or whatever, wherever you've learned to execute it. Don't shelf it. Don't put it in your cupboard or in your wardrobe or in your bookshelf. Read it, implement it, and apply it. Take action. I know you are an action taker already, because you're here today listening to me, listening how I'm going to be teaching you this course. Say to yourself, I'm going to do these things on a daily basis. I'm going to make these constant incremental improvements. I'm going to constantly add value. And by doing that for an ideal customer, I am going to grow. Why? because the ideal customer is, if the economy takes a hit like we are right now, which it will in the future, they are still going to stay with you. Because they know they are not just there to make profit. They're there because they've built that relationship with you. You've built that relationship. You've been there for them as well. So they would never leave you hanging. They will never throw you under the bus. So you have to be there for your client. Constantly improve and innovate, as well as market yourself and your business. You've got Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok. Put yourself out there. Let people know what you're doing. Share your success stories. This is a process to show the world your value. Fall in love with your ideal client. Provide better and advanced value. If you want to be successful, get addiction to fall in love with your client. Thank you so much for listening to this session. I know I've gone through a lot, and I just get excited talking about this sort of things. I look forward to sharing the next video. Thank you.